Do you know what I like for breakfast? A bit of Ben and Marv.
Where it began, I can begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Was it the spring? Then spring became the summer. Who'd have known? Hands, touching hands. Reaching out, touching me, touching you. Listening to Friday Night Shindig on FC Radio. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are back live with another Friday Night Shindig. We are live. You can get in touch. It's happening, Ben. Don't worry about the sound just for now because it sounds fine going out there. We'll worry about our headphones.
Sounds awful.
Ben, just chill out with you, please. For the love of Pete.
Sorry.
Don't distract me because it's all frantic when we're live. You know that, Ben. What's coming up in this evening's programme?
Well, coming up in 4 minutes' time, dear listener, so you only have to stick around for another 4 minutes, we'll be hearing from FC United manager Carl Margeson.
Ooh.
In 9 minutes, we'll be hearing from FC Live League commentator Swampe. And then you can go away and enjoy the rest of your evening. But we're going to stay on air till 10 o'clock tonight with all the usual favourites. The Shindig Pick of the Week.
Great.
The song that's just playing wrong. The midday review at 11 a.m.
Ooh.
The quiz. The
right,
buffet,
right.
The media review,
okay.
And we are live, people, live from Piccadilly.
Live from Piccadilly, Ben. Who's in Piccadilly for us?
We are.
Oh, we are. Yeah. Of course we are.
That's where we are now.
That's right. I thought you meant that like Swampy or Carl were roaming the streets just waiting for the call. If they were in Piccadilly, they may as well come up.
Oh, do you want me to have a look outside the window?
Have a little look, Ben.
No, it's just that guy who urinates near the canal.
Great stuff. Okay, how about you tell people the contact details, Ben? Because we are live, so people can get in touch.
You can get in touch with us this evening. Ben and Marv at fcumradio.co.uk or through Twitter at fcumradio.
Here we go. Friday Night Live, Shine Friday Night Live, Shindig, joy running through him. That is a difficult sentence to say, people, but I committed to it, and I've seen it through. I've seen it through right, I've seen it through wrong, I've seen it through your face. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, we are here live for the next hour and a half, just to enjoy each other and all of you. Friday Night Live.
Right, seriously, sort these out now.
Why, what's up with you?
Right, they're all over the place.
What is?
The sound.
I need more than that, mate.
Right, I can't hear my vocals properly.
At all?
Well...
Because I can hear you really well. So it sounds like a headphone issue at the moment.
A headphone issue?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to turn me up there? That's better. I can hear myself now.
Don't use that tone with me. I said we'd figure
it
out after the
magic,
opening.
Isn't it?
And now we've figured out after
turn
the opening.
Turn the right knob.
Maybe when I'm...
Work.
Did you see me pressing lots of buttons there, Ben?
I saw you panicking madly.
Well, exactly. So you thought it was a good time to throw that at me. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you join us this week for Friday Night Live Shindig. And before we get on to Carl in just a moment, we are going to open the quiz, Ben.
Oh, yes. This is for the audience at home.
This is for the audience at home. Yes, so you can get in touch at FCUM Radio. What we've got for the Friday Night Live Music Quiz Shindig, that needs a better title, is five songs playing at the same time, ladies and gentlemen. Five songs. Classic songs, I might add. None of this new Ed Sheeran malarkey. Five classic songs. Not good songs, necessarily, but five classic songs, all playing at the same time. Some come in, some come out. It's a beautiful piece of art, I like to think. So you can get in touch and guess what the songs and the bands are. I'd like songs and bands. That's what I'd like. So this is the first airing of it. Are you ready, Ben? You've never heard this before either.
No.
But I don't want answers from you until the end of the programme.
Okay.
All right?
Got a picture of you beside me. Got your lips. It's like you're always losing my best.
There you go, that's this week's Shindig Friday Night Live Music Quiz. So five songs there, we want the songs and the artist names, Ben. If anyone gets all five, what do they win?
10 shindig points.
10 shindig points on offer, ladies and gentlemen, this morning. That's very exciting. Anyway, that's the quiz. So now we can move on with the rest of the programme. And Ben's going to be calling up the FC United first team coach, Carl Margeson.
It's not rugby, mate. It's manager.
I didn't know what the appropriate term is these days. It changes regularly, but no idea, really.
Well, it's ringing now.
It's very exciting.
Very exciting.
Joining us from Media City, of course.
Carl, are you there? This is exciting, Ben. The building drama. Will we get to leave a voicemail? Come on, the voicemail. I'm now hoping for voicemail.
Hi, you're through to the voicemail of Carl Marginson from FC United.
No, no.
Please leave a message and I'll try and get back to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
If you would like to re-record your message, press the hash key.
Won't be important. Won't need that. Hi, Carl. Your voicemail is currently live on FC UM Radio, Radio for FC United of Manchester on the Friday night shindig. This is Marv. Here's Ben.
Hello.
See, it's all happening. You missed the call. We are going to try and call you again. But I hope you'll get some joy from listening back to this a bit later. Again, this was your voicemail live on FCUM Radio.
Bye-bye. Swamper?
Well, I think we should give it a minute and then try Carl again, because we did say this time, if we get talking to Swampy, it will be 20 minutes from now we get to speak
to
Carl.
I know, but we promised the listener something other than us two, because nobody cares about us two, really.
I'll tell you, I'll do my Carl Marginson impression. Ask me a few football questions.
Do you want me to do it in the form of Stephen Wood?
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Carl? How was that?
Steve, it was a good game. I thought we played very well.
Kylo Red has been in touch to say, great scheduling with the key features up front. That's what we thought.
Just get them right in there.
Although, to be fair, I'll be drinking throughout.
I mean, it's the best way to enjoy the show.
Oh, he's back. He's back. There we go. Hi, Carl. You're live on FCM Radio. Please do not swear.
Hello?
Hello. Hi. Hi, Carl. Thank you for joining us on the Friday night shindig. Most important question, how's Berkey on Radio Manchester? Was he okay?
Yeah, he's sound, mate. He sends his love. He's just, I've just dropped him off in Levingham.
Oh, lovely. By the way, a little known fact about Berkey. Last week he went to Scarborough against Hyde United and nearly got electrocuted. So that was quite interesting. Anyway, yeah. over to Marv's question of the week.
Oh, really? We're getting into that? Hiya, Carl. You all right?
Hi, Marv. You okay, pal?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. I've been wanting to give the listener a bit more insight into, you know, the kind of surrounding scenes other than just the football match. And I've been wondering about your post-match routine. Is it like the Damned United where you go for a glass of wine with the opposition coach, like, after the game?
No, it's more of a quick pint, try and make myself available to speak to supporters and whatnot, and also the food's normally really good at Broader, so nosebag, pint and a chat.
Lovely.
And then home. Well, pyjamas on.
Well, you see, this is the thing, because I thought, if you need a little bit of banter to talk to people that you might not have met before, like a lot of Bradford fans, then I thought I'd throw some celebrities' names your way. All these people were born in Bradford, you see, so you can just go right into the crowd. People won't know that you don't know what you're talking about. The Bronte sisters, Gareth Gates, he's from Bradford, so you can have lots of chats about Gareth Gates. And Kimberly Walsh from Girls Aloud. I assume you're a big Girls Aloud nut?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Just been listening to him before.
Now, Carl, I did say that, you know, you'd be on for 5 minutes. We'd get the daft questions out of the way first, and then we'd jump in with both feet into football talk.
Let's do it. So
that was the daft questions out of the way first. Now, Carl, tomorrow Bradford Park...
By the way, you missed Joe Johnson.
Oh, I saw him on the list. I know, I should have put Joe in. Oh, well played, Carl.
But, Carl, tomorrow, Bradford Park Avenue... It's one of those places. What's the squad looking like for tomorrow? Any injury doubts? Any concerns?
There's a couple of lads with niggles. Jordan Fagpole, Jason Gilchrist, and Michael Connor have all got muscular injuries, but we'll have to see tomorrow how they shape up. I'm hopeful on a couple of them. And other than that, no, we're there or thereabouts. You've got Lewis Lacey back available after his suspension. Obviously, Danny Brady's back from holiday as well, so it's looking good. We're looking to build on, you know, what was a good performance on Tuesday night.
And it was a cracking night. It was one of those, and you know, it wasn't just the 11 players on the pitch. There was also the catchphrase of the infamous 12 man and woman out in the terraces. Yep. The crowd on Tuesday was superb, and that takes us back to the old days of going to the Horsfall Stadium and really singing the roof off it, and hopefully that will happen tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, on the pitch we've got things to build on, and then you you know, off the pitch, the support was absolutely amazing the other night, and it really had that feel of togetherness that we, you know, we want to have. Supporters get there tomorrow, you know, like you just said, let's take the roof off and show Bradford what FC is really about.
For tomorrow, then, it depends on who's got who can make the starting 11 more than any deliberate changes, because you were happy with the team on Tuesday night, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I'd say so. That'd be the case. We'll just have to wait and see till tomorrow. It's difficult to plan, but you know we've got a strong squad. You know it's quite deep, the squad, and anybody we put in there, I trust will do the club proud.
Well, Carl, a big thank you for taking the time out. Your busy night, media whoring it up at Media City with Burke.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I've got mixed feelings about you speaking
Burke's
to other...
all right.
Yeah, I know he's fine. And I've got no problem
it's
with...
a big ginger bear.
For whatever
it's
reason, right. I've got cross feelings about it. I can't figure it out. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, Carl, I still love you, for even though you went on to a proper radio station, proper with bunny ears. But, Carl, thank you...
This is a proper radio station. Don't worry about it, mate.
Thank you. Oh, that means a lot. I'll put that as an ident, please, Marv. Yes. Thank you, Carl, for joining us, and we'll be hearing from you tomorrow.
Nice one. Cheers, fellas.
See you, Carl.
Right, there we go.
Well, that's the opening thing there. That was quick. It was much quicker than our normal interviews.
I thought, well, you know, we want to keep it, you know, regular. We don't want him dreading coming on.
Oh, no,
that
no,
would
not
be,
at
that'd
all,
be
yeah.
terrible. Now it's...
I think next time, Ben, let me close with a silly joke. People don't want to hear silly at the beginning, all right? You get into the football stuff, then suddenly Willis is talking about Shirley Bassey and no one knows why, all right?
I thought the Bronte sisters were from Keighley, by the way.
No, they're from Bradford.
Are you sure?
Bradford, you have to say it properly as well.
They call it Bronte country, don't they? But that's Keighley way, isn't it? Get in touch and let us know at FCUM Radio.
Keep forgetting that we're live and we can do that.
Exactly. Of course we can. Right. So do get in touch at FCUM Radio. But it's now time to hear the most important man at the Horsfall Stadium tomorrow afternoon, Swamper.
Is he the most important man?
To a lot of listeners, yeah. A lot of people are starting to warm to him.
Yes, Mr. Hughes.
Hello, Swampy. You're live on FCUM Radio. Please do not swear. And
goodness gracious. I completely forgot all about that.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Come on.
I did. I'm watching Celebrity MasterChef with Vic Reeves.
His name's not Vic. It's Jim.
I know. He's not even called Reeves either.
That's true. Isn't he called Noir? Moir?
It's very, very strange. But he's just ruined the kofta kebab.
So Vic Reeves is on Celebrity MasterChef, except his name is not Vic Reeves, his name is Jim Moir.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'll tell that.
So, Swampy.
Oh, God, I hope he does that thing like they did on Vic and Bob MasterChef years ago.
What,
with the weird floating feet.
Anyway, Swampy, before... I'm a bit disappointed, to be honest with you, because I was expecting you to be in some far-flung place, like at the back of a Greggs somewhere, or Martin's, or at a Balm Cake Factory. Oh, the McVitie's Factory would have been nice.
Martin's.
Just somewhere a bit interesting. Where are we tonight?
So what you're saying, Ben, is basically, if I don't go somewhere and do something that you consider to be interesting, like going to the going behind a Martin's or a Greggs, or going to the map. What's your life like? If that's what you call excitement.
That's hilarious, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm at home enjoying life for an evening. Just an evening, just relaxing, waiting for tomorrow's undoubtedly disappointing game of football.
Hooray!
Yay! I've not had good experience at the Horsfall Stadium. At all, really. Was that a mouse, by the way, in the background?
It was a horse, I think.
Was it a horse?
It was a very large mouse, yes. I was just letting it in.
But what do you think for tomorrow? Because obviously, you know,
well,
players might
be thing,
tired,
Ben,
might they? Go on.
After this should be done for copyright, I have never seen a horse in the 12 years we've been going there.
That's true. There was a horse at in that field. Last,
no, no,
last
that, was
year.
Their, that was their cent, that was their centre forward.
Oh,
yeah.
But I don't know, you have a love-hate relationship with the place, don't you? But
well, it's one year I had to spend the 3 hours on my knees on an athletics track.
1 year you wouldn't go. You remember that year? Oh, we all gloss over that, don't we? When Marv heavily to bloody carry every bit of radio equipment there, huh?
I was boycotting with Swamper that day. We had a good time though, didn't we? We saw a big brawl at Moor Lane.
The thing is, I want to boycott, but I still want the radio to cover it. So can you go and I can boycott? Brilliant.
No, that never. We didn't boycott it, Ben. We were doing the under-18s cup final.
Yeah, that's what I mean. The big brawl that happened at full time. That was fun.
Yeah, so it wasn't a boycott. We just basically diversified, and we sent someone with a little bit more knowledge.
Diversified. Who are you?
a little bit more knowledge and quality about them to go to Bradford, and two Egypts went to Moor Lane.
True story. So we've just been speaking to Margie there, and
oh yeah, he's been on BBC Radio Manchester before you.
Right, right. All right, everyone with the bloody BBC, we're here. You know, we do things.
I had a word with Berkey saying, look, you know, he's exclusive to FC Radio on a Friday, but no, Berkey saying, no, I'm getting him.
He gave him so a lift. He gave him a lift home back to Levenshulme. Can you believe it?
He gave Berkey a lift home.
Yeah.
That's how'd you know that?
Schmoozing, because he just told us. Really rubbing it in, because I've never had a lift off Marge. Have you ever had a lift off Marge?
Well, I think you know the answer to that, Ben. Yes, you're the wrong person again, I think, really. That's why I thought it was just a rhetorical question.
I was going to ask you as well, because obviously you're on the non-league show this week, and obviously this is a giant media whore operation in many ways. Everyone here has got various commitments and careers outside
irons
of FC Radio.
Irons
in the fire. And you're on the non-league...
I think, Ben, what you're basically saying is, Ben, that me and Marv just go about our daily lives doing things because we love it,
yeah.
And you've been whoring yourself out to every single sport that I'll take you.
Yeah, exactly. I'll go and do a video for Wave Streaming. Oh, I'll go and do a rugby league podcast. Oh, I'll go and do something else.
Yeah. Oh, I think I'll go on Black Country Radio.
Yeah, anything to not spend time with my family.
Yes, it's a very good point, Marv, and I've been telling you that for months now, saying, let's spend some time. No. The local slug championship is taking place on Kenyon Lane in a day and a half time. I've got to get prepared. Oh, what? God.
So, Swamper.
He's terrible.
Swamper, there was one point, matter arising from your appearance on the non-league show this week, and this is where Marv comes in. Swamper, what's the radio website address?
Oh, yes. Well, that was a problem. I got carried away. I think I said it was fcradiofc.co.uk.com.
No, you said it's fc.united.com, which is actually not even a website related to anything.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Ben, what it's done, several people have gone out there, they've probably tried that website, realised it's not worked.
I've given up.
But then... And they've put a, you know, got a new domain for it.
Yeah, they've got themselves
sorted.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're allowed to make mistakes occasionally, Ben. I mean, you've been, you know, getting away with, you know, mistakes for the last 12 years.
That's true. Right, but thank you for going on the non-league show and helping to promote the station.
Hold on a second, Ben.
Yes, yes.
Why are you thanking me as if you've all got it all organised? Oh, thank you, Swamper, for going on the non-league show. I don't need your guidance when it comes to this, all right? I'd take more guidance from Marv, the professional.
Right. Yeah,
not you, Ben, in fairness. I mean, you know, you're coming on here, you know, trying to be nice to me, but in a very, very sarcastic way, knowing full well that you're going to ask for a lift to the game tomorrow as well.
Oh,
I'd be careful
that,
if I was you, or you'll be actually getting on that horse that we've never seen at the Horsfield Stadium and having to go down there on Shanks' pony.
No. You know, Swamper, you're absolutely right. I invite him round here every week to record this show. Every week for the last, I don't know, 10 years or something. And every time he comes round, he insults me in the first 30 seconds. Every week.
He's a disgrace. He's a disgrace to himself. He's a disgrace to the people of Didsbury. And he's a disgrace to, I don't know, people with big heads and beards.
Was your missus there shouting more things to throw in the fire? I heard
I
in the background.
She was. I think Estelle was shouting something across to ridicule with him. Mention his Lego head. Mention his Lego head. Something like that. I mean, I don't go in through all this because, I mean, you know, like, it's a personal thing for Ben. Unfortunately, you can't hide it. He's that big. And that's the downside, really.
So, just closing thoughts then, Swamper.
On what? We haven't had any thoughts so far.
To be fair, this has been the worst football-based interview I think I've ever heard, if your expectation is to talk about football in any way.
Thoughts for tomorrow, Swamper?
Thoughts for tomorrow?
Yeah.
I expect a little bit of rain, I think. The one thing we do know about Bradford Park Avenue is they do chips with the skins on.
Oh, yeah.
And they're fantastic.
Yeah, they are.
Really, really good. Yeah. I know Ben will get upset and concerned about spiders tomorrow. That's no question about that.
He won't sleep tonight. Thanks, Swampy.
Yeah, that's okay. Oh, big spiders everywhere. I'm actually going to have a few spiders positioned in the van. Just out of earshot and out of earshot.
They are loud.
Hey, you're not seeing the size of these buggers. These are monster. These are monster spiders. But no, I think tomorrow. And listen, tomorrow could go either way, football wise. If FC play like they did against Southport, then as long as we play like we did for the first 75, 80 minutes, then we can get a result and get 3 points. Equally, Bradford Park Avenue, we've always had close encounters with them of the. Well, the non-horse variety. I don't know why I said that. It didn't even make any sense.
No, I liked it. It was great.
It's a good job. It's a good job. This show's not live, isn't it? And then you can edit things out, and that's the beauty of doing shows like this. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be a game of football. Two teams playing football with a ball. Sometimes one team will have it, another times the other team will have it.
Swampy, you know what? I'm sick and tired. I'm sorry. I'm sick and tired of this fence sitting. All right? I want you to tell people exactly what the score will be tomorrow. Exactly.
Hold on. I'm now being bullied by Marv. What's going on?
If you get it wrong, Ben is going to wrap you over the wrists, young man. He's going to get a deck of cards and do you over the knuckles with it tomorrow.
Swampy, it's like the French Connection, this show. You've got to be prepared. Anyway, just before you go, Estelle's been in touch to say, I have the live version of Swampy with me. That's nice. Thank you, Estelle, for getting in touch.
What happened there? Hold on, how's that possible? She's next to me.
Hey, Swampy, you could message us at the same time as well.
That would be weird.
I could, but I've got my phone to my ear, so I mean that'd be quite difficult, wouldn't it?
If you can type with your ear, that is amazing.
I could tap it with. For me, a close victory for FC tomorrow.
That's it.
12-1.
12-1. Get in.
Right. Swampy, last question. Can I have a lift, please?
No, you can't.
Thank you very much. Thank you for appearing. Mav, you have one last question.
I've just got one last question for the insight of the week, if that's all right.
Yeah, sure.
So this week's question, Swampy, if you were going to invent a new kind of wine with the current FC squad member, who would it be?
With a wine?
Yeah, you're going to release a new kind of brand of wine onto market. You have to...
And what would it be called?
Well, exactly. What would it be called? You know, who would
it be? Isn't like being prepared for these kind of questions, is there? With about 12 seconds to go. Who would it be? Let's have a think now. I think I'm going to answer everything that you asked me in
Tom
the
Greaves.
Next few months as Tom Greaves.
Tom Greaves, right, fine. Yeah. Okay.
Swampy and Greaves, that would be called.
That's a nice name.
In fact, it would be called, because he's a lovely man, isn't he? In fact, to be honest, he's angelic in a lot of ways, isn't he? We've met his grandparents. He's a bit of a saint, isn't he?
Saint Greaves.
It could be Saint Greavesy.
Nice.
Is it
a deep red?
I think it'll like be a nice cheeky rocker.
Oh, lovely! Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Good choice.
It goes off after
70 minutes. That's my joke.
It's all right. You've just ruined the Carlos Rioja joke. Thanks, Ben. Okay. It would be 70% because Carlos Rioja would have been 70% proof. and a cheeky little number that basically you'd have two drinks and you weren't sure whether you'd be going in a straight line or you'd just fall over. Yeah. But anyway.
Good legs.
Yeah. Oh, great legs. Oh, yes, lovely legs.
Swampy, thank you for joining us and
we'll
be hearing from you tomorrow on FC Live. Thank you very much.
I can't wait.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Right, there we go, and that's the end of Football Talk, Matt. Oh, last bit of Football Talk. Have you got anything to ask me about football, Marv? Are you all right this week?
No, I'll ask you something about football.
Anything you want.
David Platt?
Yeah.
What about him? Hmm? Was he?
At times.
All right. Fair enough. Thanks. I mean, at what point in his career...
When you play for Sampdoria.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. David Platt.
You
listen to the Friday Night Shindig live here on FC Young Radio. Radio for FC United of Manchester. This is Dig a Pony by Beatles. We're back in a moment.
So you're listening to the Friday Night Shindig here on FCUM Radio.
And if you missed
all the interviews earlier, the podcast version of this will be available overnight. So you can be able to download this via the usual methods tomorrow morning on Saturday.
And we are live, ladies and gentlemen. It's always nice to check in with the various cities around the world that are listening to us when we're live. So having a little look at the map here in the UK, who's listening in the UK? We've got someone halfway between Blackpool and Leeds, Ben, up there in the Yorkshire Dales National Park. Hello. Say hello, Ben.
That's Bronte country.
That's Bronte country, yes. We've got someone just out outside the M60, Ben. Say hello.
Hello.
We've got someone down in Birmingham. Hello, Birmingham. Say hello, Ben.
Hello, Birmingham.
And then someone inside the Greater London area. That's exciting, isn't it?
All white, mate.
All white, mate, indeed. And then, Ben, also very excitingly, over near Berlin.
Guten Tag.
Guten Abend, indeed, yes. And then, Ben, over somewhere which I've been. I don't think you will have been, Ben. A little place called Mainz. Just over there.
Guten Tag.
Guten Tag, indeed. And we do have an American listener, Ben.
Hello.
Well, yeah, you could be a bit more. Let me give you
howdy.
The air.
Howdy.
Wait, it depends which part of the country it is.
Oh.
Do you want to know?
Yes.
Just outside New York, Ben.
Hi.
New York. Okay. I mean, probably just lost him. Yeah, there he goes. Or she. Could be anybody.
Sure. Coming up very, very shortly.
We've got a new listener. I mean, the bit's working, Ben. People, we're out there going, someone's naming places in the UK. I'm gonna log on to FC Radio, because if I do it now, Marv might read it out. And you know what, listener? You're absolutely right. You've nailed it. You've absolutely nailed it. Where have you just popped in from? We had Birmingham before. We had Greater London. You're right down there in the south. In lovely Portsmouth. Hello, Portsmouth. You've just tuned in. You didn't expect that someone would literally be talking about you. Well, we are. Hello, Portsmouth. Get in touch. Oh, anyone get in touch at FCUM Radio.
I've got a quick question to ask you, Marv. In relation to our last piece of radio, how's your weeping? Tell us.
Thank you, Ben. Yeah, I will tell you. Well, it's been a week of hardships and disappointments, Ben. I mean, Middlesbrough got off to a flyer. They've won 2 from 3. You know, that's a Brit Asombalonga scored his first 2 goals for the club following his big money move from Nottingham Forest, Ben. And that's been a real treat. And you can, it's always interesting, isn't it, when things go well on the football pitch, because suddenly the forum not only like goes quiet, but just starts talking about anything other than football. When you're doing badly, it's just misery about how bad we are and how people should leave and all that. When we do well, it's not like, hey, aren't we great? Aren't we doing really well? It's just, oh, has anyone got any gardening tips? Oh, has anyone seen that program on BBC 2? Oh, has anyone washed their face using, you know, animal claws? I don't know. It's just random stuff. It's weird. After that, Ben, what else have I done? I went for 3 days, Ben, 3 full days of corporate training.
Yay!
I am fully up to date on...
What have you learned?
I've learned about the loser trap, Ben.
The loser trap?
I've learned about being consciously competent.
What?
I've learned about the learning development process. I've learned about vision cards.
Right, let's break this down. Stop the music. We've got to stop the music. The learning development process,
yeah.
Isn't that just learning?
Well, no, it's how learning works.
Yeah, well, it's just learning, isn't it?
No, but...
No?
You can learn, like anyone, or you can do effective learning.
Effective learning?
Oh, yeah, Ben. Well, you learn. It's the activity.
Stop doing circles, yeah. Marv.
And then the next circle down in the bigger circle, Ben, that's obviously putting into practice and using it regularly. And then down the bottom there, Ben, you have to reflect on the learning and the experiences that you've had, of course. You know, you need to do that. And the final one, Ben, is about making improvements to the way that you learn in order to get the most effective learning method.
I've lost track. How many circles have you drawn there?
4 separate circles in a larger circle. So it's a chain. It's a chain of events, and it's a cycle, Ben. You keep doing it. Just keep doing it.
Anyway, it's now time for Ben's breakfast buffet.
What the loser trap is, because I think you may find a way to use this in some ridiculous interview with someone in the future.
The loser trap?
The loser trap.
Is that where a loser gets caught in a trap?
No, Ben. Well, kind of, but no. So, you're a radio podcast presenter.
Yeah.
Right? And you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right? Let's say, for whatever reason, you're going to start using some new software.
Okay.
Right, someone gives it to you. It's the top of the range software. Because what, you use Audacity at the moment?
Yeah.
So it's the top of the range one. It's a brand new laptop with it. You'd have to pay for it or anything like that. Here you go. Brand new top of the range stuff. You'd think that when you start using that, your skills would get better. You'd be quicker at putting it together. It'd be less hassle for you and that kind of stuff. But the reality of it is, Ben, that when you start doing it in a new way, before it gets better, it will get worse.
Yes, it's true. That's why I stick with Audacity.
There you go. So that there, that's the loser trap. We all fall into it, all right? And it's not a problem, but it's important
to
recognise it.
Am I a loser for using Audacity rather than GarageBand?
No, that's not what I'm saying. But look at, you know, look at FC at the moment, not having the greatest results on the pitch. But is that because a whole new group of players have come together and they're having to figure each other out? They're currently in. They're a pseudo-team, Ben. That's right. Before we get to actual real life and excellence, we're currently pseudo. But pseudo is exciting, Ben, because pseudo is where you learn. Oh, it was a long week, mate.
Anyway, it's not time for the buffet.
Ben.
Yeah?
We had to role play.
Did you do the toilet roll thing that I've...
It's not that kind of role play. Oh. In a couple of weeks, I have to go back and do a presentation. I'll do the toilet roll.
Right,
I'll
dear
film
listener
it on
at home,
my phone for you.
Dear listener at home, the toilet roll thing, which I want everyone to do at home because you've all been in these corporate meetings.
No, you want everyone to do it in a corporate meeting sometimes.
Oh, not at home, yeah. Right, the trick is, right, because these corporate things are absolutely pointless. And I think half of it is made up on the hoof. The loser trap, that's made up on the hoof.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Right, so I've been asking Marv now for the best part of 15 years to do this in one of his corporate meetings where he's got the whole room in the palm of his hand. They're all sitting round and he walks in the room and without saying anything to anyone, just gives them a sheet of toilet roll each. Just hands it out one by one round the room and then never references it ever again.
Yeah, I mean, the key is to get them to put it in their pocket. Just put that in your pocket.
No. There, the top right of the desk. Just there. For later.
I thought the point was that you want to put it in their pocket or in their bag or whatever, and then they'll forget about it, and then later on go, why have I still got this piece of toilet paper?
Just want them there. They've spent the whole day listening to you, right? And ultimately, all it is just that sheet of toilet paper. That's what I want to happen.
What does that achieve?
I think it's a beautiful art project that I'm trying to create here.
Is it kind of saying that you're going to need this because I'm going to be speaking a lot of...
Yep.
Right, so that's...
And you're going to be listed to it.
That's your artistic comment.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's absolute nonsense. The whole thing is pointless.
I mean, that's suggesting that my presentations are nonsense.
No, you've fallen into the loser trap, Marv.
Oh, well played. You see, there you go. You can use that in your interview weekends. Buffet. Maybe buffet time.
Yeah, buffet. Yeah. So I've been very, very busy this week. It didn't really come across in that last feature, but I have been very busy. And I came here tonight and went, oh, the buffet. I've not listened to anything this week. Fear not, though. We've got the Piccadilly Records website. And
hello, Prague. Sorry, Prague have just joined.
That really, really helps.
It's a bit like one of those conference calls, isn't it? Where you're at work and people are joining on the line, but you can't. Their technology isn't good enough. So, hello, Prague. Prague's on. I think we've lost Prague. Yeah, Prague have gone.
Well, thanks for coming, Prague. I then scanned.
Why do people do that? It's like the radio equivalent of putting your head in a pub and then not going in for a pint.
Let's just see what's what.
Did they manage to figure that out in the 30 seconds they were on? Oh, it's those guys. I'm not going to listen.
That's
the only possible outcome, Ben. It's not like anything else happened. He wouldn't have listened or she wouldn't have listened and gone, oh, it's Ben and Marv, I'll see what this is like. Or, oh, I've never heard this before. I wonder what this is like. They'll have listened for 30 seconds and gone, oh, it's them. I'm going to stop.
So Marv has received a bit of insight into how music is selected for the Breakfast Buffet. And it is a bit scattergun. To be honest with you, but there is a science behind it, isn't there, Marv? Because
what he does, ladies and gentlemen, is that he goes to the hits or NME or British Modern Music Volume 1 or whatever and listens to some songs in there, and he listens to the first 5 to 10 seconds, and if it's not instantly awful, it'll go on to what I'm going to call the maybes pile. And then he'll go to the maybes pile after compiling a fair list and listen not only to the first 5 or 10 seconds, but then skip in about halfway into the song. Maybe a minute in, maybe 2 minutes, kind of depends on the length of the song. And listen to another 5 or 10 seconds there and make big decisions based on those two tiny clips of a song. The big decision being whether it goes in the buffet or not. And then lazily, he'll select 2 songs from the same album. And having listened to a total of 40 seconds of 2 songs, he'll declare that the album is great. He said it before. He's picked 2 songs based on 40 seconds. He said, it's a good album, that though, Marv. You don't know that, Ben. And I know what you like. You'll come on the air and you'll say to people, this is the Shindig pick of the week. This is Ben's breakfast buffet tip of the week.
That soul music is though, Marv. It is that.
It's like seeing behind the wizard's curtain and I don't like it.
It is that old grey whistle test thing. It's just like, you know, if it's instant, it's instant. There's no, you know, a good song's a good song.
What does that mean? No, if it's instant, it's instant.
Well, no point
if it's a table, it's a table.
Well, exactly. There's no point beating around the bush, is there? I mean, if it's there, it's there. If it's a good song, it's a good song. You can know that within the first 5 seconds. Instantly. Instantly. What? Any good hang song, on. I could hang guarantee.
On. Look at yeah. Music.
Yeah.
By, who's it by?
Music?
Yeah. The song that we thought I'd heard loads and then you introduced me to it accidentally on the program.
Oh, by, I can't remember the guy's name. Is it John something?
It is John something, isn't it? I'm going to have to look it up. It's ridiculous.
Music of the future. That one.
Yeah, music of the past. Oh, John, what's your name, John?
We're back tomorrow, live at 2:30 p.m. for FC United against Bradford Park Avenue.
I can't find it.
At the Horsfall Stadium.
But my point is that if it was that song, you wouldn't be able to tell what the rest of the song is like from only listening to 5 or 10 seconds of it.
No, but I would have skipped
in. Or Spaceman, Babylon Zoo, imagine that. You listen to the first 10 seconds and you go, oh, that's good. You skip it in the middle, you go, oh, that's good. What you haven't heard is the full 2-minute piece either side of that, which is when you want to blow a bit of blah. Don't believe in your jeans advert. Why would we?
So, Brendan's breakfast buffet this week has two artists, The Severed Limb and Jake Bugg. Oh. Jake Bugg, I've not heard at all. I've literally just gone, oh, Jake Bugg's got a new song. Let's put that in the buffet and discuss it later. We were disappointed by his last album, weren't we?
Yes, we were.
And he's got a new album coming out. This is going to be the lead single. The new album is called Hearts That Strain, and that's his fourth album. And the new single from that album is called How Soon the Dawn. And I'm nervous, Mav.
Why is that?
I don't think it's going to be any good. And then sandwiched between two songs by The Severed Limb, who've got a brand new album out, which I'm calling, Mav, the Shindig Album of the Week.
Based on 40 seconds, everyone.
Good and Gone, the album is called. They're a skiffle act from London. And we're going to
skiffle act, Ben.
Yeah. And then we're going to start.
Oh, yeah, Marv. Oh, yeah.
We're going to start with Bella Lugosi.
Lugosi.
And then the Jake Bugg song. And then, oh, my. And just a disclaimer, we've not checked this for swearing because this band isn't famous enough to have a lyric thing.
That's
on
how
the
fresh
internet.
We are, ladies and gentlemen.
So if they swear words, we apologise.
I don't know if I do apologise, Ben. I'm going to see how bad the swearing is first, if that's all right.
Okay.
So if they're swearing in this, ladies and gentlemen, we might apologise for it. But we might not. And isn't that worth coming back to listen to some more? That's right. It's the Friday Night Shindig Live with Ben and Marv. You can get in touch on @FCUMRadio. Still to come, Ben's review of everything media related. Probably going to be talking about the return of the Bake Off, which is now moments away, really. I don't know what else we're going to be talking about. Poo in the lift.
Celebrity MasterChef.
Celebrity MasterChef.
Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, all kinds of stuff going on, isn't there? Right. And of course, we'll be revealing the answers to this week's music quiz, 5-in-1. Lots to look forward to. This is The Severed Limb from the album of the week. Friday Night Shindig here on FCM Radio. Radio for FC United of Manchester. And we are live, ladies and gentlemen. You can get in touch with us on benandmarv@fcmradio.co.uk or you can tweet us at FCM Radio.
I'm going to tweet The Severed Limb right now. I'm going to tweet him and say, it turns out your album's very good.
I've listened to two songs now. Before I listened to 40 seconds, both times, album of the week. Why would you feel about Jake Bugg?
Oh, Marv.
Oh, Finley Quaid's got a new song out. Oh, no, sorry, it's not Finley Quaid, it's The Thrills. Oh, no, it's
It's neither,
what's
is it?
What's happened to him now?
Oh, it's, hang on. I spend time in you. I recognise that voice, but not the music.
Let's go back 3 years or so. We went to a gig, you and I, we don't go to gigs that often because, let's be honest, me and you stood next to each other. It's quite a comical sight. And I don't like us, you know, being pointed at and laughed at, sure, in that way. So we don't go out that much. Whereas at a gig, we can sit there and we're the same height and, you know, relatively the same looking, and it's fine. We went to the Ritz.
Relatively the same looking.
We went to the Ritz to see Jake Bugg. And you came out and went, I'd imagine that's what it was like seeing Johnny Cash in the early days.
Yeah.
And it was good, really lively. Siren of an ambulance comes howling. And obviously, you can't keep churning out the same skiffle numbers. I understand that,
sure,
right? However, we've just played a band there, which that's what Jake Bugg could have sounded like if he just put an organ in and made his lyric a bit darker. Instead, what he's done is he's gone down this... Has he had a motorcycle accident like Bob Dylan had in the mid-60s and just come out with a load of weird albums ever since?
Maybe that's it. Maybe that's exactly what's happened.
This is terrible, isn't it?
The shame about it, because...
Lead
think,
single!
That's the thing about it. This is the lead single off the album, so this is a flavour of what the entire album's going to be like. Kind of floaty, kind of acoustic-y. And it's not untidy, it's not, you know, it's not anything.
It's clean. You don't want that.
It's very clean. It's got a weird Spanish lead guitar on it.
And I said to you, is this what would have happened to the Lars if they released four albums?
And I said, this is the Lars.
And I swore at you.
You did, you got very angry about it.
Well, that is the end of the Friday Night Shindig. Just a couple more matters arising. September the 3rd, Sunday, September the 3rd, Women's Team Live will be returning because FC United and Manchester are taking on Altrincham in the first qualifying round of the FA Cup.
Are we in a new league this year?
No, we didn't get promoted. Oh. We won the cup double, but we didn't win the league. So if you can't make it to Broadhurst Park for that one at 2 o'clock, tune in to FCM Radio. That's when Women's Team Live kicks off good and proper. Marv, before we go, your music quiz, which you've totally forgotten about.
No, I've left time for it.
Okay.
This is just the early outro music, Ben. We're going to review that song right at the end.
Don't forget, tomorrow on Saturday at 1 o'clock, we've got the Wild Card, which features an interview and music from Warrington-based band the Wenatchee Tribe. And then our FC Live, 2:30 p.m. It's Bradford Park Avenue against FC United of Manchester in the league. Don't forget as well, 5 o'clock, an all-new show with no name. The show with no
very
name.
Exciting.
This could be, I'm committing to it, this could be 3 new shows on the bounce.
Whoa, guys, take it easy now.
Your on the bounce.
Your listeners won't know what to do with themselves not listening to repeats from 2013. And we'll be back this same time next Friday. Friday. We'll be here to play, well, probably speak to Swampy again, I imagine. I don't think we speak to Carl next week because we won't be on a live programme next week.
It's because I'm doing rugby again.
You're doing rugby and it's my birthday.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yeah. I was going to do a dedication on the rugby for you.
Oh, yeah, what are you going to say?
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my friend Marv, who couldn't care less about rugby. Right, let's find out the answers to this quiz. Got a picture of you beside me. Got your lipstick. It's like you're always looking. That I'm losing my bet. So how did you get on, Ben? I think let's just check the answers that we've had in from the public, Ben.
Yeah, they've been in getting in touch in droves. Derek from the Big Brother House has got in touch to say he's named them all.
We've also had an email from Susan, who's listening in Rochdale, that says she's never heard of the Rembrandts.
And Mr. Stephen has Bennett. Mr. Stephen Bennett has been in touch from Reddish to say thank you for the invite on the show earlier, guys.
And we've had an email in from Laura, who's listening in Didsbury, that says, Ben, don't forget to pick up milk on the way home. Interesting. Weird. So what answers did you get, Ben?
Sorry, and one more piece of correspondence. Ian Burke has been in touch from Levin Zoom to say, ha ha ha, my show is better than yours. I get all the good guests.
Fair enough. Yeah, he's right as well. That's the distressing thing about
it. Now, my answers, I've got no doubt.
What was their song?
You and Me?
No.
Losing?
No.
Desire?
No.
Something
begins. Desire? No. I mean, you're just guessing stuff now, aren't you?
No, it was No Doubt. Something about.
Something about.
You and Me. Was it about fruit?
There was an apple in the video. That's what you're remembering. But the title of it has got nothing to do with an apple or a piece of fruit.
What was the fruit for then?
Well, because they were pretending they were filming a photo shoot.
That's right.
She'd broken up with a guy.
The bassist.
And yeah, it was based on a true story, wasn't it? Of a real life relationship.
Oh, I hate self-indulgent nonsense.
It was
like
Don't
that.
Speak, no. Don't Speak. Yeah. What else did you get?
The Friends intro, which Friends
is,
theme.
You don't know, I'll give you a Friends theme because that's what is written after it every time you see it written down. It's the Rembrandts, of course, with I'll Be There For You. Yeah, that's two you've got so far.
Give It To Me, Baby. Pretty Fly For A White Guy.
Well done, Ben. I wasn't sure if you were going to get that or not, but yes. The question is, Ben, who sang it? It was random for this band. Really? They've done that song? And all the girlies say I'm pretty fly for a white guy. What a tune.
Don't do that.
It's bloody brilliant.
It's not.
It is.
It's not.
It's The Offspring.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. Do you get any of the others?
Beach Boys, Wouldn't It Be Nice?
Correct. One more.
Take That.
Yeah.
With
I got a picture of you inside me. I got your lipstick mark still on my cup.
Isn't it the Barry Manilow cover?
Oh no.
No, I don't know.
I want you back. I want you back. I want you
back for good.
Back for good is the correct answer, Ben, yes, of course. Well, that's been the Friday Night Shindig.
Bye everyone. See you tomorrow.
And we're going to finish with the rest of Pretty Fly for a White Guy. Oh, yeah, that's right.
You said John Mills.
We haven't got time for John Mills.
Yes, we have.
No, we haven't.
We could play 2 minutes of John Mills.
John Miles. Give him his proper name.
John Mills.
John Miles.
Wasn't he in old 1930s film, John Mills?
Wasn't John Mills a right back that played for Leeds?
He was the grandfather of Crispin Mills, who was in that band Cooler Shaker. True story.
Was that Crispin Glover?
Music was my first love.
So this is the sound of John Miles.
Don't ruin it.
And it will be my
45 seconds.
It's the last 45 seconds of the show.
Get to the middle bit.
Music of the future.
I want to get to the end bit. At the end is the best bit. Around here. Yeah. Yeah. That's the middle bit. And then the end is this. Bye, everybody.
Bye.